It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Gobs of money may leave you gobsmacked, but we're talking about different gobs.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
For some reason the other day, I realized that I don't use the word gobs much anymore, as in we've got gobs of candy left over from Halloween. Has it fallen out of favor, Ann?
It hasn't, although I'm not sure I use it all that often. The word gobs, I thought, oh, that must be a Germanic word because it sounds Germanic, but it turns out that it's borrowed from Old French, comes into English in the 14th century, referring to a mass or a lump. And you'll still see that today as in a gob of spit or a gob of mud. But by the 16th century, in the plural, it was coming to refer to a lot of something. So gobs of money, gobs of food. When I looked in the Oxford English Dictionary, I was struck that the entry's from 1900. It hasn't been revised yet. And the OED editors say this word is obsolete. And I thought, I don't think it's obsolete. So I checked in Google Books on the Ngram viewer, and in 1900, that word was falling out of use. But it turns out that over the course of the 20th century, it has shot back up in use. For some reason, we decided to revive it.
And nobody knows why that actually happens. But I remember using it in the 60s, but it had a heyday after that as well, you say?
It did. It starts to rise in the 1960s. But in Google Books, it's really the 1980s when gobs takes off in terms of gobs of money and gobs of lots of other things.
So is gobsmacked related?
It's not. So gobsmacked comes from gob, meaning mouth, comes into English in the 16th century.
But when did we actually start saying that the way I hear it a lot and see it a lot? Well, I'm gobsmacked.
The OED cites it in 1980. I hadn't realized it was so recent. The OED says it's UK slang, but you sure hear it in the US as well.
Absolutely. So then there's tons of. I see this an awful lot as well. We had tons of fun, we used to say, back in the 60s, 70s. And now I hear it referring to we have tons of money and in different ways than I used to.
Yeah. So here we've got the metaphorical extension of ton from being a unit of measurement or weight. And then it starts to mean just a lot of. This happens starting in the end of the 19th century and has gotten more and more popular with things like tons of money. So I looked up tons of money in Google Books, and it's the 1980s when tons of money takes off, and we now talk about that all the time.
What happened to scads?
A scad comes from a dollar, shows up in the mid-19th century. We don't know where it came from. And then the plural starts to mean lots of. Though you can also use the singular as in a scad of microprocessors.
This was scads of fun. Thanks again, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.